PT Punkcast is powered by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, you know, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/PTP for PT Punkcast to support the show and see if you qualify. We're going to have more details about Health IQ. And
the first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Great episode at the APTA Centennial Steering Committee. Talking here with Kathy from the APTA's geriatrics section, we get into how she actually wound up in geriatrics. Hint: it wasn't her first choice. Plus, how to motivate a generation who wants things like, you know, yesterday, to buying into the APTA's long-term strategy of growth over time.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
All right, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We're closing this bar down. I'm here with Kathy. Kathy, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kathy Cholik. I am a physical therapist and geriatric clinical specialist from Wilmington, Delaware.
What have you taken out of today? Well, you know what? Let's go back. The behind the story is always more fun. How'd you get into a room like this?
That is a great question. You should have asked that of Susan. So the board of directors put out a call. And so the call was to all the members of who wants to be on this committee. And I did the forms.
No. I filled out a form is not how you got here, right? Because a lot of people filled out the form. But like, you know, what's your background? What's your story?
So my story, I've been a PT for 28 years. Coming up on. And
so you passed the five-year test.
Yeah, I passed the five-year test. I've been pretty active in both the Academy of Geriatric Physical Therapy and the state of Delaware, little small chapter. And so I've done a few jobs here and there for the association, and then just a few. And so this is kind of fun. I said, we asked why we wanted to be on this committee, and you know.
What did you say? What was your answer? Because they brought that up. They said they were going to read a couple, and I got real nervous because I forgot what I said. I was like, ooh, I don't remember what I said.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of excited to be on something fun because, you know, we were talking about planning a party, but recognizing that the year's events will be way more than just a party. Right. You know, we have a service component that's going to try to look at how PTs can give back during the course of the anniversary year, and also, you know, really look at our history, where we've come from, and plan where we're going. So not just look at the last 100 years, but plan for the next 100.
Yeah. I like people who get fired up about stuff. And you seem like someone who would get fired
Me.
Up about stuff.
Yeah.
So I have to, I guess, apologize, because without you knowing it, I deeply offended you.
You did.
Yes. I did an episode 80 episodes ago or so. The title of the episode was The Silver Tsunami.
You didn't use Silver Tsunami.
But okay. I'm not going to throw under the bus, but like the reason I used the title was you brought up today that it was a negative connotation.
Yes.
But educate me and everybody else.
Sure.
Why shouldn't we use that?
So there's this very interesting organization called Frameworks.
Okay.
And Frameworks is looking out societal issues and societal problems. They're hired by groups. And so the American Geriatric Society and a bunch of other groups, American Society on Aging, hired them to look at ageism in society and how do we better plan for an aging population, and to look at some terms and terminology. And so they did field testing and studying, and really what they came up with is the word silver tsunami implicates a coming wave of older adults that we won't be able to provide care for, that it's overwhelming, it's going to overwhelm the system,
there isn't going to be enough resources. They'll never be able to actually help the
tsunami. How much, because it's unstoppable. Tsunami is unstoppable. And so while there is a large aging population, we are pretty smart people. And if we start planning now, we have plenty of resources to be able to figure out how to appropriately plan to take care of this population. It's not a no-win situation.
the term silver tsunami is incorrect because we're saying, hey, listen, we're smart enough that we know it's coming.
It's more like
we
a silver wave, right? Right. There's a large group of people coming.
There's going to be a bubble. I mean, the reference is, listen, we had a baby boom, and those baby boomers, my parents, are, mm-hmm. are at the end of the baby boom. They're aging, and now we're going to need to put those people, well, everybody's in the healthcare spectrum, no matter where you are, from pediatrics to geriatrics. And as we pointed out today, listen, if you're not a geriatric PT, or at least a pre-geriatric PT,
that's right.
No matter where you are, you're eventually...
You know, aging is a good thing because
sure.
it means that you've gotten to the next day.
Sure.
And so, you know, so let's celebrate our aging. It's a positive event. And so, you know, there's some people like Ashton Applewhite and, you know, really looking at ageism in society and trying to, again, not like not have funny jokes about aging, you know, because there sure. we can still have humor, but really looking at if when we set up things to be set up to fail, the silver tsunami is a concept
okay.
of...
Well, then I won't use that anymore.
And I'm, thank you.
When you said that...
I'm going to get you on board.
Yeah, no. But when you said it in the meeting today, I didn't want to stop because you were mm-hmm. making a point, mm-hmm. and that wasn't the point
that
of it.
That wasn't the point.
But now I literally was thinking, like, why was that bad? And I couldn't think of a reason, but you literally gave me a simple explanation. I can say, okay, tsunami has a negative connotation. I believe we've given you a nickname because we have a couple nicknames. We've now given you you're the Silver Surfer.
The Silver Surfer. Well, I'm getting a little silver in there.
If you surf the wave, you've conquered the wave.
Right.
Now we've taken care of the wave.
Yeah, I was watching you all act it out while we were sitting here. The Silver Surfer was coming.
I didn't know what that was off mic. what are some great memories and great parts of our organization's history that you can't wait to highlight with this centennial steering?
Wow, you know, there are so many great things. So I've been a member for 30 years now, and
no big deal.
Yeah, just a few years. And you know, it's what's been fun is to kind of see where we in the last 30 years, how far the association and the profession has moved. Move forward. If you we can get into some
no
cliches,
deal.
Yeah.
Hashtag drop.
And so you know, really, when we look at when I graduated I had a bachelor's degree, and you know, moving to the master's degree, and then moving to the doctorate, and our legislative battles and where we've come. But for me personally is the mentorship and friendships that I've had from association leaders and members has been unbelievable. There's some who have passed on, who are missed tremendously, but you know, they all have a part on all of our lives and where we've gotten to.
And hearing, we went out to dinner earlier tonight with everybody, and we're at two separate tables, the table I was at, just hearing some of those stories. And I've heard the names of the people who they were telling the stories about. It makes them human. It makes them like more relatable. They're humans. And here's the cool part. Over the last 30 years, like, we're still creating this history.
Mm-hmm.
It's still happening right now.
Absolutely. There's things coming out of between the House of Delegates. You know, we just recently passed a new kind of scope of practice piece, which I think is beyond evolutionary. It's kind of revolutionary, and it's a little scary for some people, but it was really a bit forward-thinking.
What was so evolutionary about it?
Well, it went from a list of tasks, you know, like we do interventions, to really look at the whole person and assessment and our role in both in society but also in population health and in my personal area of, you know, just promoting well-being for all of our people.
Yeah. You talk about you being a member for 30 years, and I think a lot of people who come and go in terms of membership, now we're talking specific membership within the APTA, people today want immediate action.
Mm-hmm.
They want to pay something and they want to get something, and I get that. That's society. I mean, listen, I can order something right now while I'm talking to you from my iPhone, from Amazon, and have it delivered to me by tomorrow. That's immediate. And here's the thing, it's going to get faster. But you're talking about, hey, I've seen things change over the last 30 years in a good, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Good direction?
Bad direction?
Okay,
yep.
Good. Mm-hmm. How do we instill upon the generation right now who we want to stay members that, listen, oh gosh, what was the quote tonight? You don't have to be happy with the pace, but you have to be happy with the progress. It's like, oh yeah, okay, good. We always want things to happen faster.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be at least be like, okay, I'm okay with it is happening. How do we instill that in a generation, myself included, who wants things like yesterday.
Yeah, it's really tough. You know, and some of our greatest challenges as a profession is when we promoted things and they haven't necessarily moved forward when we thought. But then we see them circle back. And sometimes it takes planting those seeds and then you'll see them come to fruition. We were talking about a little thing called governance review, and there was a lot of disruption kind of in the thought process. They wanted us to think big and we thought big. And so, but it was a little too big for most people to handle.
All right. Well, yeah. They can't handle the Silver Surfer. No big deal.
Yeah, that's right. So, but you know, some of those concepts are coming back. And so it was really just people needed time to cogitate on it and really get okay with it and think it through. It was just too much, too fast. So for the next generation is really trying to think of, you know, from a leadership perspective or a developmental of how do you get involved with the association or how do you get and give to the association is, you know, it does take time and you really have to build up a little bit of your repertoire, because I was not ready to do the things that I'm trying to help do now 20 years ago. And so, you know, it really takes a little bit of a broader vision. And maybe that's one of the things that comes a little with aging.
A little faith, too.
A little faith. Yeah. And a belief in your colleagues, because it's really easy to get annoyed and agitated and walk away. But it's harder to stick with it and fight for what you believe and really try to get everyone else on board and move everyone in the right direction.
Okay to be passionate. As long as it's productive, I guess.
Yes.
Congratulations. First time someone has ever used the word cogitate on the show and used it correctly.
That's good. I'm so glad I did.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to Google it later. I have no idea what the hell it means.
I've had a few glasses of wine, you know.
That's when the good stuff comes out. That's why it's called the Pinecast. We're going to get to the real story.
This is the PT Pinecast.
All right, so I mentioned this at the top of the show. PT Pinecast is now powered by Health IQ. They're an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, PTs, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, swimmers, anything where you move a lot, essentially the thing that we try to get everybody that we work with to do, lower rates on their life insurance. Science. Health IQ can save their customers up to 33% because we know physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And that's science right there. That's from the Canadian Medical Association Journal, a paper from Warburton et al. In 2006. Look it up. It's science, people. Now, Health IQ uses science and data to now take that information and get you a lower rate on life insurance. See if you qualify and get your free quote today at healthiq.com/PTP or mention the promo code PTP, that's for PT Pinecast, when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Again, healthiq.com/PTP. Want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arias. AURES medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Arias is the leader. They'll get it done for you. AURES medical.com. Paid travel and housing benefits, positions in all of the 50 states, a variety of different settings, plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country, and you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional. AURES medical.com. That's Arias. These guys have supported the show from the beginning, so we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
What's a great memory you've had through your career? Something that you could say, hey, you know what? Here's why belonging is not only worth it, but sure, beyond worth it, like, you can't miss it.
So after I had my twins, I have... twins who are 23 now, but shortly after I'd had them, I had the opportunity to go to a pre-conference for CSM. It was in Reno, Nevada. And while we were there at the geriatric, I was there for the focus to learn about geriatrics. And one of the things we could do was go to opening ceremonies. And so while I was there as a PT who had been out about 4 or 5 years at that point, I attended the opening ceremony and I was watching the specialists go across the stage. And I thought, I want to do that. I want to be one of those people. And so that kind of really prompted me to go take the exam, prep for the exam, take it. And then the doors and the opportunities have that have come from that decision. You know, giving a little bit of my time and energy to the association has given me back so much. I can't even talk about it.
Really briefly, you went into PT school wanting to do what specialty?
Pediatrics.
And you now work with?
Geriatrics.
So here's why I want to point that out. But how fervent were you about pediatrics? Like, you were pretty sad.
I was, as a freshman in high school, I had volunteered at a camp for kids, and I knew the
Tell
exact
that story.
Hospital.
No, don't skip over. This is a good story. Tell that.
So, you know, nobody pays attention to morning announcements in high school. I don't know if you do.
I did, because that's what I started to do. That's how I got into radio. Okay,
so those geeks who were
No one listened to me, though, because I was one of the geeks that
That's
were doing
right.
it.
So I made one of the more spontaneous decisions in my entire life. I'm the least spontaneous person you'll ever meet. But I got up and went and said, oh, there's this camp for kids with disabilities. They need volunteers. I'll do it. I had no idea how to get there. I was 14. I had no ability to drive. My parents certainly weren't going to be able to take me. But we worked out, figured out how to get a bus. I got on the bus before 7 a.m. I was at camp all day, for 5 days a week for 4 weeks. And worked with a kid named Gabe. He was awesome. And was able to then decide I wanted to be a pediatric PT because it was really awesome. So I go to PT school. I get in, which is really awesome. Make it through. My last internship was supposed to be in pediatrics. And while I was at my one before that, my DCE comes down and says, well, I'm sorry, they have to cancel. They have maternity leave. And so, but the facility still wants to take you. It's an employee back health internship, but they'll put you in that instead. Pediatrics to employee back health. I was like, okay, I guess if I have to do it.
No big deal.
So in the end, it was great. So I go and it was a 6 week, I passed. And so I got done and I never got into pediatrics. I did meet my husband. So, you know, one of those meant to be kind of things.
Serendipity steps in.
That's right. And so it was all very positive, except I never got a pediatrics. So I started an acute care hospital and really fell in love with working with older adults. Yeah.
It's a cool story.
It is.
Because I think a lot of students look at, you know, either their professors or CIs or just other PTs in the profession, and they just assume everything was just, well, it's aligned. The stars are aligned and everything, but nothing's in a line.
No.
It's never straight.
And, you know, what you think you might enjoy, you'll change as you change. You know, as a parent, I look back and think, I don't know that I could have worked with kids. It would have been really that much more challenging. When one door isn't the right way, then there's lots of other paths for us. You'll find a way.
Yeah. I mean, somebody said it today is that, you know, PTs kind of have that mentality. It's like, I have no idea how I'm going to go from A to Z, but I don't know. We're going to find a way. And that kind of has to be your mentality. I'll say this as a person who graduated a year ago. Sometimes that's hard because we want to give the right answer, but teaching someone that there is no right answer, there's mm-hmm. just the right now answer or an answer or I don't know is an okay answer, that's sometimes a hard lesson to learn.
Exactly. And my work now is mostly as a consultant in skilled nursing facilities and working on well-being for people that they call me in to come look at. And so if somebody has a lot of falls, and let's look at their medications, let's look at the environment, let's look at all these pieces and figure out what is the problem. And so we can try to come up with a solution. I don't know what exactly the problem is, but I have to make some guesses.
Right. We're going to try something.
Mm-hmm. Let's try this.
And if it
doesn't
work, I look like a genius the first time.
Exactly.
If not, you know what? We'll come up with another answer.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
That's why I always leave them with three or four options. Yeah. I never assume my first one's perfect.
I think, I feel, I believe, not definite. Everything's gray.
Exactly.
That's what we learned in neuroanatomy, right? Everything's gray.
And the answer's always maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. So every episode, we give the option for parting shots.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum Manual Therapy.
Taking the orthopedic clinical specialty examination? To pass the OCS, it's important to understand clinical prediction rules, clinical practice guidelines, and recent research. Optum Manual Therapy has the premier OCS prep course that gets you from start to passing step by step.
Test out 3 free study guides right now at OptumFellowship.com.
Something that you've learned and cogitated, I don't know if I use that right, from your career, that they should keep close to them as they go forth.
That we are all so fortunate to be working in this profession of physical therapy and to have had the opportunities that we do, and really to take every opportunity, because when you give, you get in return. It's not why we do it. It's just what we do. But there are so many people whose lives we touch every day. And so every day is an opportunity to make someone better.
Kathy, everybody. That's it.
Rocktape, more than just a tape company. Rocktape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
And now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPINECAST at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPINECAST for killer savings of 20% off.
Rocktape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pinecast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists across 15 states with more than 950 clinicians. Combined, we have more than 200 years of clinically excellent leadership. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.